Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.
I'm delighted to be joined by a friend. I'm going to call you a friend, Howard Kane.
You can get away with that, yeah. You'll be safe there.
I think that's fair. We're chatting in the background here about poems because it is World Poetry Day, and I have described you as our resident poet here.
Oh, thank you.
At Manx Radio, of course, slam champion. You know, delighted to say you are a slam champion.
Yes, currently.
Slampion, as I like to call you. You also have fans.
Well, fans, plural.
Okay, a fan. We've had a message in from John. Before you even came in here, this message said...
That's impressive.
Can you possibly air your own Howard Kane? I'm just going to leave it there. No. Saying, can you possibly air your own Howard Kane reciting some poetry? I'd like to hear, says John, just smoking, and when your ego is in full bloom. Are these your poems?
No, neither of them are mine. Oh. I know exactly what he's talking about, in that just smoking was a bit of Manx dialect, which my nana used to recite to me. And I think it was a part of a longer piece. I mean, she would be, you know, getting on a little bit when I was very young, but she would come up on a Sunday night and sit on my bed when I'd go to bed on a Sunday evening, and would come and talk and sometimes do little bits of poems and bits of Manx dialect and such like. And I did record a little tiny bit of it. Of course, recording was only just beginning to come in, so I think my brother, Chris, had an early cassette recorder. And it was literally, you know, a single cassette which went into a mono machine and had a little handheld mic. And so we've got a little bit of recording of it, doing the numbers the pieces he talks about there.
Oh,
yeah.
That must be so lovely
and
to
another
listen
one,
to.
Another one called The Wedding Present as well. But I think even she admitted at the time she couldn't remember all of it, so she just used to recite what she remembered.
Do you know, I was listening to one of Kirsty Young's most recent podcasts. She's got this Young Again podcast that she does, very clever. And she was interviewing Philip Pullman, the author, and they had this whole conversation about how it's very good to learn poetry and recite it randomly if you can. And he was telling Kirsty she needed to go and learn some poems because she said, I vaguely remember some from school, but she said, I couldn't really trust myself to recite one now. So I said, he was saying, you know, go and learn a poem. The only one I remember having to learn at school, but I couldn't recite it for you now, is Lake Isle of Innisfree by W.B. Yeats. Did you have to learn poetry in school?
No, you mentioned that, and we certainly did poetry at school. We went through poems and would, you know, analyse them, take them apart. And actually, generally, I was very bad at that. I used to quite enjoy some of them. I never seemed to get a complete handle on sort of, you know, writing poetry appreciation and such like. One week I'd get 8 out of 10, the next week it'd be 2. It was one of those things. But I never remember specifically being told we had to learn poems. I know our own Mossy, John Moss, is very good at that.
He
rattles off various pieces he remembers either from earlier years or he's learned himself that he's fond of and such like. And yeah, I certainly don't remember doing it at school. I might have learned one or two sort of since then, here and there. But as you say, unless you do them on a regular basis, they sort of fade after a while, don't they? And but it's nice to have some, I think, in your mind if you can. And certainly, like I said, I always remember Nana's ones and, you know, a few bits and pieces here and there.
Well, interestingly, on that very subject, Carol's just messaged in and said, I'd like two favourites. The first is The Highwayman by Alfred Noyes and Pied Beauty or Peered Beauty by Gerard Manley Hopkins.
Okay, yes, I've heard of it,
I learnt The Highwayman at Victoria Road School, says Carol, when I was in Dolling Kelly's class a long time ago, and I've never forgotten it, says
there
Carol.
There we go. And I think sometimes that is true, isn't it? Some things, and I suppose it depends how your brain works, some things do just stick in your mind forever, don't they? And other
usually
things.
Usually it's slightly rude or naughty things.
It's usually rude, naughty or silly.
Or silly.
And again, I think it depends how your brain works.
Roald Dahl.
I mean, I forget so much, as most of us do, of our school days, and usually remember all the useless stuff and forget all the really useful things. But I always remember when we're doing chemistry, which I was pretty rubbish, but I think it was Mike Held, the chemistry teacher, said, right, you know, the elements, you know, it's always good to remember the first 20 elements. And he said, the easiest way to do it is just remember Hehillebeb Knofni Namagalsips Clarka. And he said, if you remember that...
How have you remembered that?
You remember the elements. And yeah, and because it's silly, I think after all these years, and I was terrible at chemistry and I failed most of it, and it sticks in your head because it just sort of tickled me. Oh yeah, great. It's the element, the symbols of the elements run together.
So do you know what I'm going to make you do? While I play a little song, I'm going to make you write down all the elements and let's see if you get them right based on what you just said. So Howard is with us for a few minutes. We're going to have him reciting some poetry for us in just a few moments. However, up first, this is Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Howard Kane and all of his fans, Howard is here. And you have chosen, or written rather, sorry, not chosen, you've written...
Written, yes, yes.
...a poem for us. Tell us about it.
Yes, for today. So it is World Poetry Day, and there is an event on this evening, I think, by the Alamein Poetry Society. You'll heard about that if you were listening to Spotlight last night. So it's... you get yourself down. I think they're down in the upstairs at Waterstones.
That's right, yeah.
Henry Bloom Local Library had another function on this evening, their usual haunt. So they're upstairs at Waterstones celebrating World Poetry Day, and you can go along there. You don't have to be a member of the Poetry Society. I think it's a couple of quid or something, but it's you can go along, and they're celebrating World Poetry Day, and they're reciting poems, either their own or on the themes chosen, because it's an international thing, World Poetry Day. It's not just a Manx or Isle of Man-based event. And so there are themes, I think, chosen. And apparently, Bethany DeLee Runciman was telling us, the themes this year were standing on the shoulders of giants, I think it was one theme, or the world, or anything really. But they were the two ones chosen, I think, the world or standing on the shoulders of giants.
Wow. I mean, they're big themes.
They are big themes. So, yeah, big themes, big poems. Well, not necessarily. But I thought, I thought I'd do the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued, Howard Kane.
Okay. So this is for... The World for World Poetry Day. It hasn't got any other title other than The World, really. All right, here we go. Australia, failure, both east and west, Bolton, Bulgaria, Bude, Budapest, Corfu, Cambodia, Canada, Chad, Darnang and Dulwich, Didouche Marad. Egypt and Essex, Ethiopia, Frankfurt or Franklin, Gabon, Gambier, Haiti, Honduras, Harts, Hants, Hong Kong, Islamabad, India, Jakarta, Geelong. Kenya and Kosovo, Korea, North and South, London and Leamington, Lou and Lynmouth, Mongolia, Monaco, Merseyside, Maine, Osh or Oshkosh, which aren't quite the same, Paraguay, Pontefract, Portland, Peru, Qatar or Queensland, Quebec City too, Ronig and Russia, Rwanda or Rome, Singapore, Syria, Sierra Leone, Tunisia, Tel Aviv, Uzbekistan, Vietnam or Venice, Victoria, Van, Washington Stateside, Washington Tyne, Exmouth in Devon. That starts with E. Fine. Yarmouth and Yorkshire, Yemen and Ypres, Zaire, Zimbabwe, where life is quite cheap. Zagreb or Zurich, New Zealand is better. Amazing the places which start with this letter. The world is a globe when you read your Mercator, though it is slightly flat, just around the equator. It's beautiful, dangerous, round as a pig, and terribly, terribly, terribly big.
Amazing. You are so good at this, Howard Kane.
Oh, thank you.
That was absolutely brilliant. How do you do that? You just, honestly...
I didn't do it off the top of my head. I did write it down, you know. I didn't make it up as I was going along.
How long did it take you?
Oh, an hour or two.
Okay. If you've got any hints and tips for someone who's thinking of writing poems for the first time, what would you say?
I think the main thing is just go for it, really, isn't it? Because I think most people think, oh, I can't do it. And so you don't. And I think it doesn't really matter, does it? And it doesn't, obviously, there are all sorts of, I'm not trained in writing poetry any more than anyone else is, but obviously there are all different types of forms of poetry and ways of poetry. And of course, not all poetry rhymes, as we know. You know, some beautiful poetry doesn't rhyme at all. It's just, I think in many ways, it's playing with imagery, it's playing with words, it's playing with shapes. It's putting them all together and something that sort of pleases you in whatever way that is. And whether that's short and snappy and funny, or whether that's longer and more figurative, or... And again, you only have to go to some of the poetry readings or the poetry slams you were mentioning there, and you hear this vast array from the, you know, generally the sort of silly things I do and other people who do quite comic numbers, the sort of massive streams of consciousness which Jackie Murray Grace does so well, which always rattle along, and it's sort of your race to keep up, and she delivers it at breakneck speed, and it's a real...
It's drama and theatrics,
and it's also that sort of almost a flow of consciousness, isn't it, to a degree, I always think. And then other people who write things from the heart, you know, which I could never do, the ones where, you know, clearly it can be, you know, really something heartfelt, whether it's a love or a loss or a passion or something like that, and you get all those, and I think the end of the day, as I'm sure Bethany would say, there's nothing right and there's nothing wrong. You either like something or you don't like it, you know, and obviously if you're writing your own, try and write something you like. which makes you either smile or you know, makes you sort of expresses your feeling for something.
Or reflective, yeah, or it can do anything. Well, if you have a go, today is the day to do it, because it is World Poetry Day. So why not sit down and see if you can write a little verse? And if you do, send it over to us. I'm going to play this now because it is the birthday today of Ray Dorset, who is a founder and singer, of course, for Mungo Jerry. So happy 78th birthday to Ray Dorset. And Howard likes this one as well. We'll see if we can get him to stay around for a little bit longer and maybe do one more poem for us. In the
summertime, Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.
Hey, I've done it. I've managed to convince Howard to stay, even though he's a super busy man.
Oh, never-ending.
Well, it's World Poetry Day and you're our resident poet, so this is the place for you to be.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And you did have a request.
A request?
Yeah, John messaged in for several poems.
Yes. Well, if you've got time, certainly. So we, I think he mentioned... Just Smoking or When Your Ego Is in Bloom.
Yeah.
Is the other one. Both of which, like I said, were one of them, which is a little poem or a little sort of a doggerel or something, which I believe When Your Ego Is in Bloom, someone tells me, and I've yet to see it myself, it's written on a wall or a plaque somewhere within the House of Keys building. I don't know whether that's true or not. I've been told that, and someone else said, oh, yes, it is. Maybe I should ask Daphne or someone sometime. I believe it's somewhere there on a wall or on a... an inscription or something, I don't know.
If any of the members are listening and know,
someone might know. Yeah. The other one, like I said, was something you don't hear as often these days, which is Manx dialect pieces. And it used to be certainly when I was growing up, you'd go to Eisteddfod's and concerts, and you quite often get someone doing a bit of Manx dialect. Rini Savage, no longer with us, was a wonderful exponent of that, and she'd do these beautiful pieces of Manx dialect. And Andrew Holmes's father, too, who I do the shanties with, his dad used to do great Manx dialect pieces as well. It's a bit of an art which sort of seems to have died out quite a bit now.
But this Just Smoking is one of those.
This is one that my nana, like I said, so I don't have it written down. It's just she used to come and tell it to me. I don't think it's the whole thing, but it's the bit that she would sort of tell me, which I sort of memorised from my old cassette tape.
So this is from memory?
Yes.
I'm impressed already, and you've not even done it yet.
It's not that long, so don't get too excited. Have you ever heard of the fella who is just smoking? You haven't? Well, I'll tell you about him. He was telling his friend he weren't feeling too good. In fact, he weren't even middling. Oh, bark, says the friend. If I was feeling like that, I'd be doing something about it. Would you, said I? Indeed I would. So the next day, he thought to himself, well, perhaps I'd better do something about it. And off he went to the doctor's. Well, sometime later, the two friends meet again. How you doing today, yezza? Says the friend. How am I doing today? Says Thomas. I'll just tell you. I took your advice and went to see one of them specialist fellas. And after I waited a couple of hours, me turn come. And this is what happened. Good evening, says he to me. Good evening, sir, says I. What's your trouble, says he to me. What's me trouble, says I. It's a little bit of thribble on me chiss. A little bit of thribble on your chiss, says he. Yes, says I. Oh, indeed, says he. Yes, says I. Is it the cigarettes you're smoking, says he to me. No, says I, it isn't. It isn't, says he. No, says I. It's the pipe I'm smoking on. Oh, indeed, says he. Yes, says I. Well, have you ever tried sucking dried sweets, says he to me. No, says I haven't. Well, I would advise you to, says he. Oh, would you though, says I. But I'm still smoking.
Howard Kane from memory. Brilliant. Gentamai.
Yeah, I'd love to know the rest of it. And if anyone does know, I would love to know because I'm sure there's more within that dialect piece.
Oh, but yeah, just if you're listening and happy to know, it could only have been delivered in that way by Howard Kane. Thank you so much for popping up
today. Thank you.
And I'm delighted that we've had a poem written especially by Viv Cornelius. I'm not going to read it now, Viv. You're absolute superstar for sending it. I'll do it in the next hour of the show. Would you like to go back and do some real work?
I'll go and do some real work. I'll leave you very quickly with one four-liner, which you were talking about children's one as well. And this was one, wasn't one of mine again. I actually looked it up just before I came up. It's by, apparently, or attributed to a chap called Hughes Mearns. It doesn't mean anything to me. I just remember it from again, years and years ago, someone else doing it in a little piece we did somewhere. And I think it's a fairly well-known one. As I was sitting in my chair, I knew the bottom wasn't there, nor legs nor back, but I just sat, ignoring little things like that.
Oh, we do love you, Howard. Thanks for popping up. Manx Radio's resident poet, Howard Kane, on Poetry Day. And this is James, our world, rather aptly, the theme for this year's Poetry Day.
Manx Radio's Record of the Week.
Manx Radio News at 3 minutes past two, the next at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, though, keep up to date by following Manx Radio on social media or beginsmanxradio.com.
Christian's missing polar bear has been to there and here and where. We'll soon find out about his trip around the world on plane or ship. He's coming home and someone's happy. Here he is, that Christian chappy.
That was, did you write that?
Yeah, just now. It's World Poetry Day, Christian, so that's why I did that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be able to write that.
Well, I'm not sure I'd call that writing. But anyway, just before the news, first of all, hello, welcome back. We have missed you, Christian.
Hello.
I tell you who else we've missed, the polar bear.
I've missed polar bear as well. Probably not as much as anyone else has, but I've been sent regular updates while I've been on my hollybobs by the person who stole him. Simon
Ooh,
Richardson.
Said with venom.
Yeah, I'll be having words with him tomorrow when he comes back. But he's been on, you know, he's been on a boat. He's been having curry. Apparently, he had curry and his eyes were watering, so that's not good.
Well, if you have curry in your eyes, I'm not surprised they're watering.
Absolutely. But he is back tomorrow, I'm hoping.
Wow.
So I will maybe see if I can put together a little compilation album and post it on Facebook.
That would be amazing. Is there going to be a welcome home party or is he in trouble?
I've heard that you were in charge of organising that.
Well, you see, I don't mind that he's had an adventure because he's not meant to be sitting on my desk. He's meant to be sitting on your desk.
I know, I don't have an issue with him having the adventure. I have the issue with him being bear-napped to have the adventure.
Oh, my word. Simon's in for a bit of trouble when he comes home, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Well, I am going to challenge you, Christian Jones, to write a verse or an ode to Polar Bear for World Poetry Day.
Okay, I can do that for you.
All right, you have to have done it in the next 40 minutes. Is that okay?
Yep, sure, no problem.
Okay, expect a couple of lines. Thank you very much. Bye.
Spot the savers at...
Christian Jones has already penned a poem about polar bear, as requested. He sent me this. In the land of ice and snow, where polar bears roam, one bear decided to leave his icy home. He packed his bags and set his sights afar to journey on holiday under the shining stars. He sailed on boats with waves so grand, exploring new waters across the land. I mean, well done, Christian Jones. Very good. And tomorrow, in case you've just tuned in and missed all of this, tomorrow, Polar Bear returns. It's not even a sequel. No, apparently, Polar Bear's on his way home and we'll find out all about his adventures tomorrow. Somebody's going to be in trouble for taking him away without permission. Anyway, we'll find out more about that. Also, we've got a couple more poems for you. One written by one of our lovely listeners, in fact. Sorry, I'm getting messages now suggesting that Christian Jones used AI. Controversial. Would you like to come back on that, Christian Jones? I don't think he did use AI, but we'll see. Anyway, I have picked Bell here on Manx Radio. Christy with you through till three, as per usual, of an afternoon. We are celebrating World Poetry Day with Christy D on 1 to 3. And Viv has been in touch, having written a poem for us, all about us. It's like a kind of ode to Manx Radio. I very much like this, Viv. With your permission, and I think it's okay because you did send it in, I'm going to read it out now. Viv has written this, and it is wonderful. I've been with you since you started in that caravan on the hills at the back of Onken with my fiancé, Graham Mills. He was the engineer back then, but went on to pastures new. He went to the BBC in London, and I moved from him too. Then there was the studio down on Douglas Prom where the brilliant music emanated from. I've done the odd voiceover, entered competitions by the score, always an avid listener, couldn't ask for anything more. Here's to a happy 60. May there be a whole load more. I will still be listening when and if I reach 104. I love that, Viv! In fact, have one of these. Absolutely brilliant penmanship. Original poetry by Viv Cornelius there, all about Manx Radio, even getting a little birthday mention in for us, you superstar. And you will absolutely reach 104, Viv. If anyone will, you will. I can guarantee you that. But I can't guarantee you that, obviously. I've not quite reached gold status yet. Anyway, moving on. We've also had a poem in from Tom. This is great fun, Tom. I like this. Topical and also fun. And it's quite short. You know, sometimes it's fun to have just a couple of lines. Easter eggs are up in price and some are down in size. But we know they're really nice and once we've ate them, hear the sighs. Quite right too. I've already bought half a dozen of them in readiness for Easter. I'm meant to be giving them away. I'm not sure that I will. Anyway, if you've got any more poems, do send them in 166 177 or record them as voice notes for me over on our WhatsApp. I'd love to hear them. Brilliant. Olivia Rodrigo and Vampire here on Manx Radio. Oh, I love the fact you're all still sending me little poems in. David Smithy Martin's been in touch and says, I don't think this is a poem. It's a limerick, David, and we like it. He says, there was a girl from China who went for a trip on a liner. She slipped on the deck, twisted her neck, and now she can see behind her. We love a limerick. I know you're new to Manx Radio, David Smithy Martin, but if you search online, you might be able to find limerick books, Manx Radio limerick books. Howard and I used to put out limerick books to raise money for charities. So do check those and check if you can still get hold of them. If you can't find them online, let me know. I'll see if we can get one. It's also Children's Poetry Day, so I want to read this for you. This is a children's poem by Jack Prolutsky. It's called Be Glad Your Nose Is On Your Face. Okay, you ready? Be glad your nose is on your face, not pasted on some other place, for if it were where it is not, you might dislike your nose a lot. Imagine if your precious nose were sandwiched in between your toes. That clearly would not be a treat, for you'd be forced to smell your feet. Within your ear, your nose would be an absolute catastrophe, for when you were obliged to sneeze, your brain would rattle from the breeze. Your nose instead, through thick and thin, remains between your eyes and chin, not pasted on some other place. Be glad your nose is on your face. Oh, I love kids' poems. I tried to find a Roger McGough one or a Michael Rosen one that I could read for you, but I couldn't get one that was the right length, so we read that instead. And it's ace. I hope you are enjoying World Poetry Day. As Howard said, there is an event this evening, which is at Waterstones, above Waterstones this evening. There is an event which is being put on with celebrating the themes of World Poetry Day, which are the world and also standing on the shoulders of giants. So, and also we had Howard Kane in with us earlier and he read a brand new poem that he's written on the theme of the world. I have shared the video of it, so if you missed it earlier, do go check on our socials and YouTube. You'll see the video of Howard reading the poem. It's brilliant. I don't know how he does it. There's a reason why he's slam champion. I tell you, there really is. Anyway, speaking of things you can do,
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in store today and start collecting reward points.